from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. An Iraqi court has sentenced to death 24 militants convicted of participating in a massacre of Iraqi army troops a year ago in Tikrit. Hundreds of military recruits, mostly Shiite Muslims, were shot to death execution style after the Islamic State group seized a provincial capital and overran an army base. The Central Court in Baghdad Wednesday sentenced 24 militants to death by hanging for their involvement in the massacre. Four others were acquitted for lack of evidence. Elements, meanwhile, of the Afghan Taliban participated Tuesday night in a groundbreaking meeting with representatives of the Afghan government and other national and international stakeholders in the Pakistani capital of Islamabad. The dialogue was welcomed by White House spokesman Josh Earnest.
This is an important step in advancing prospects for a credible peace. The United States commends the government of Afghanistan's prioritization of peace and reconciliation efforts with the Taliban. And we both acknowledge and appreciate Pakistan's important efforts to host these conversations.
Pakistani officials, meanwhile, warn the process is going to be long and complicated, and quick breakthroughs should not be expected. Chinese stocks continued to tumble Wednesday, prompting Beijing to warn of a panic sentiment by investors and unveil a series of desperate new measures to stop the three-week slide. The Shanghai Composite Index closed down nearly 6%, while the Shenzhen Composite Index slid 2.5%, continuing a crash that has wiped out $3.2 trillion of market value since mid-June. VOA News. Iran and major international powers continued nuclear negotiations in Vienna Wednesday after blowing through a second self-imposed deadline. Negotiators have now given themselves until Friday to come up with a comprehensive deal. The original deadline was set for June 30th and is now extended to July 7th. Federica Mogherini is the European Union's foreign policy chief.
We are moving forward. We entered into the most difficult and sensitive part of the talks. We touched the difficult things, which is sometimes painful but needed if you need to get to an agreement. So I'm not talking about extension. I'm talking about taking the hours we need to try to complete our work.
Meanwhile, a senior Iranian negotiator said that no deadline is sacrosanct, insisting that Tehran would continue talks as long as necessary. Myanmar has announced that the country's long-awaited national election will be held on November 8th. The date was confirmed Wednesday by the Union Election Commission director, according to VOA's Burmese service. The opposition National League for Democracy, which is headed by Aung San Suu Kyi, is expected to continue its strong performance at the polls. Pope Francis urged a crowd of more than 1 million people in the Ecuadorian capital of Quito to unite in their belief and help spread the Roman Catholic faith on the continent. The pontiff addressed the vast crowd in Quito's Bicentennial Park on Tuesday. That was his second day of the three-nation South American tour. Hundreds of adrenaline-fueled runners sprinted Wednesday in front of bulls during Pamplona's week-long San Fermin Festival in northern Spain. Large numbers of both local and international runners took part in the morning festivities. One man sustained injuries and was taken to a hospital in Pamplona, while a second man was slightly gored by a bull, according to local health services. The animals completed the 846-meter-long run in 2 minutes and 14 seconds. In Yemen, Tuesday, car bombs killed at least 5 people. One blast rocked the area around a mosque in the capital of Sana'a, killing one, while a second was set off, killing 4 in the southern city of Baida. Burundi's ruling party has won the country's parliamentary elections held last month. The National Electoral Commission said Tuesday that it took 77 out of 100 seats in the National Assembly. Unidentified gunmen stormed state radio in the capital of the South African Republic of Bangui early Tuesday, but failed to gain entry into the main studio. A guard was briefly taken hostage, but later released. The nation has been gripped by sectarian violence since March 2013. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.